Looking to earn a business degree that fits your busy life? UNC Greensboro's Bryant School of Business and Economics offers flexible, fully online programs with courses as short as 7 weeks. Get the same high-quality education as you would on campus with the convenience and affordability of online learning. Explore a variety of in-demand programs. Don't wait. Apply now to start this fall. Visit bryant.uncg.edu to apply today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Monday. I hope you had a terrific weekend. I hope you had a good time. I hope you hit the beach, the pool, the barbecue, your friends, your family. I hope you stayed out of trouble. I hope you made some money. I hope you didn't spend too much money. I hope you had a great time. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into. There's a lot that took place over the weekend. We got NBA players who have officially been traded, like Kevin Durant. We have other NBA players like Norman Powell moving from the Clippers to the Miami Heat. We got Tyrese Halliburton officially out for the year. We got the Major League Baseball All-Stars announced. We have Angel Reese upset at the referees in a WNBA. There's just a lot that has gone on over the weekend. There's a lot that continues to go on in the world of sports, okay? You can always tune into this show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker, if you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Welcome back, people. Good stuff. Botcher, how are you?
Well, I'm great. I had a great weekend. No injuries, I could say.
You know what? You didn't get hurt playing softball, huh?
I wasn't dumb enough to even try it.
A smart man. Good man. You didn't get arrested either, did you?
Right? Definitely not. No.
No, that'd be a long weekend. Everybody waits. Let's just say you get arrested over a holiday weekend. You are, you facing some time. Man, we got people fired over the weekend. Dave Martinez getting a boot in Washington. Miguel Cairo. I remember watching that guy play. Now he's managing for the Nationals. It's crazy just getting fired over the holiday weekend. Anyway, that is definitely the world of sports. And you want to talk about not getting in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Botcher, why did it have to be specifically a Dallas Cowboys player? It was either going to be a Raider or a Dallas Cowboy player who went down and got handcuffed.
It could have been a Georgia player, too.
Oh, speeding, right?
Yeah.
A Georgia speeding. God only knows what would have happened if it was a Raider. But we learned even Kevontae Turpin over the weekend, and we do not know the details. Yes, this all-pro, Pro Bowl this, return specialist that. He decided to make some poor decisions down in Texas over the weekend. Take a listen to this from Chat Sports. Hopefully this didn't happen to you.
Turpin picked up a pair of misdemeanor charges over the weekend. Possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, and unlawful carrying of a weapon. So I interpret as his permits were not handled the way it needed to be handled. Look, this is a bad look for Kevontae Turpin. He just got paid. He had some off-the-field issues in college that to be fair, was a long time ago, but we will discuss here. It's a bad look for Turpin, and it's a negative thing for the Cowboys because you'd like to just get through a 4th of July weekend without any nonsense. Reset the meter. It's the photo from Jim and Dwight of The Office, right? 0 days since our last nonsense. Cowboys had nonsense to deal with.
Yeah, well, you would hope so, right? I don't care what sport. I don't care what league. It doesn't have to be an athlete. I mean, there's people who got in trouble all weekend long. And in the case of Kevontae Turpin, oh, yeah, he just signed a 3-year contract, $18 million from the Dallas Cowboys after he's obviously been one of the best return men in the entire NFL. And you heard his past legal issues referenced. I don't care. Well, 2018 wasn't a long time ago to me. This guy had issues getting into the NFL because he was kicked off of his team in TCU. They gave him the boot off the team because of domestic violence issues with the same woman twice, apparently. And so he didn't have no easy way into the NFL. He had to play for Fan Control Football League. That was that old Baker Mayfield League, I think it was, video game type style selections. He played in a spring league, a European league, the USFL. He had to do all of this before he signed with the Dallas Cowboys. So you would think that he'd be on his best behavior. And it's not so much that the guy had marijuana on him. It's that Texas, where he got arrested, is one of the states where you cannot have recreational marijuana in your possession. Okay, it remains illegal in Texas. You go to New Jersey, you could roll around with about 6 ounces. I researched. Trust me, I don't know. I just researched this. But he ran around in Texas with weed, and he also decided to have a firearm with him, which is also a major issue. I'd say probably a larger issue than anything that he was smoking or attempting to smoke. And so, yeah, there you have it. Kevontae Turpin, guy is arrested over the weekend. And for the issues that he's had in his life and domestic violence and now the marijuana and running around with a gun, I wish him nothing but the best. Who cares about football? I don't give a damn. Imagine this guy rolling down the road next to you high and with a gun, and you don't want to. I hope that he can go out there and get his life together. He's not the only person that ran into issues, over the weekend. He just so happens to be a professional athlete. He happens to be a player, an all-pro or pro bowler for the Dallas Cowboys. But this happens. It's what happens over holiday weekends. People get a little loose, okay? It's July 4th weekend, and next thing you know is going to be Labor Day weekend. I'm not trying to hit the fast-forward button on that, although football will be here. It happens over holidays. And as Botcher just said, it could have been a University of Georgia player right down the road from me in Athens, speeding and driving like a nut. It could have been a Cowboy, which it was. It could have been a Raider, which it was not. And who knows? Maybe over the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll find out somebody else that was a knucklehead over the weekend. Quite possible. I was around a bunch of sports knuckleheads. Hey, Botcher, I went to the Bayern Munich game against Paris Saint-Germain on Saturday. They packed that place out for the Club World Cup. 66,000, almost 67,000 people in that stadium. There were more people in that stadium than I've seen for Falcons games recently. More definitely Atlanta United. The soccer football fans, they showed out in full force for the Club World Cup, man.
Were they fans of the teams or just regular football fans?
It's a combination. You saw nothing but Bayern shirts. You saw PSG shirts. You saw football fans. It was packed out.
Hey,
open up the doors at 10 a.m. Match started at noon. I didn't get there until right before match time. I didn't want to see the pomp and circumstance. I wanted to get right to the football. But they opened the doors at 10 a.m. for that noon start, and that place was packed.
That I have to say, there's a lot of soccer/football fans in America that are like undercover. I don't know if they're afraid because of American football and basketball being so popular, but whenever these opportunities are given, I feel like they always do well.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean undercover? I feel like there's tons of football fans, soccer fans all over the country. United States of America, whether people like it or not, is still a melting pot. You got people who come from all over the world, which obviously soccer is the most popular sport on planet Earth, just not here.
The only thing I would say is that they wouldn't like promote like themselves, where you see like, oh, there's Lakers fans everywhere. There's a bunch of Dodgers fans, Yankees fans. You don't really see that with American soccer. I understand that maybe they're fans of teams in Europe, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, because, you have to be a part of the community. Are you a soccer fan or football fan?
Not really.
Oh, so there you have it. These teams have massive imprints all globally. They have clubs all over the world. And so literally, you're in New York, I'm in Atlanta. I can find a bar here to watch German football, the Bundesliga, which is probably maybe the third best league in the world. And I can identify a team called Schalke, and there will be fans. You will have 30 to 40 fans who will show up to the bar on a Saturday morning to sit down and watch Schalke, which a lot of fans in America, sports fans, have probably never heard of in their life. But the fans are there. They're dedicated. They're on groups online and message boards. They know where to meet to sit down and watch the games together. No different than saying, hey, I live in New York, but I'm going to go to the Chicago Cubs bar. Or I'm going to go to the, you know, I don't want to say there's a Padres bar, but you get what I'm saying. It exists that way for football and soccer as well.
Yeah, it's like a mini frat group. It's like a frat.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it mini, man. It's these fans are diehards. You may walk by a bar and just not even know why there's just a million people inside, and they're sitting there supporting, you know, their favorite team. Obviously, when you get to some of the larger teams, the big money teams, the Real Madrids and the Inter Milans and Bayern Munichs, et cetera, their fan bases are much, much larger. But, yeah, soccer fans, they move and travel. They do. And I feel like also at the same time, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think a lot of people over the years have gotten involved and interested in football/soccer just because of the video game, no? FIFA?
Yeah, it's popular. I also think Messi coming over helped a little bit.
Absolutely. No, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, David Beckham came over first years ago, but we didn't have streaming in the same way. And so Beckham coming over was more of a traditional thing and a wow, oh my God, he's coming over to finish his career. He played for the LA Galaxy. But when you have Messi coming over and the end of his career and, you know, you have streaming, you can watch every Messi match. Yeah, things are very, very different. And so, yeah, that's how I spent my Saturday watching that match and just having a great time being in the crowd and taking in the atmosphere. So when you get to this time of year, NBA free agency is running wild. Guys are getting traded. You got Major League Baseball that comes to the forefront next week here in Atlanta. We're going to have the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby, all the other festivities that are going to take place. And so, yeah, nothing wrong with getting a little bit of soccer on a Saturday. A good time to go ahead and do it. There's so much that we have to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. And I told you, even over the weekend, baseball is getting all set and started, or at least it's warming up. It's taking center stage. But damn it. We had a manager and a GM who got the boot at the same damn time. On a Sunday, no less, not that it matters, Dave Martinez and Mike Rizzo, who's the GM for the Washington Nationals, they got canned yesterday, okay? They got the boot. As it stands today, they have a record of 37-53. The Nationals have been a joke since they won that World Series in 2019. The team broken up, young guys not working out. Just yesterday, Dave Martinez had a chance to address the media before this guy got the boot, and he basically said our offense sucks. Listen to this.
We had some opportunities. We couldn't capitalize on them. Some of our bats were crisp. Housie had some good at-bats today. Got ready a little bit better, saw the ball a lot better today, which is awesome. So, hey, we got to keep going. You know, let's keep loading up the bases. Good things will happen.
Yeah, and then they fired him. Cold, cold world. Ken Rosenthal, he's on foul territory. And he basically said, you can't just blame the manager. You just can't blame the GM. Says the dysfunction starts at the top.
The great Soto trade could not mask all that. So these moves do not come without, again, some justification. The problem here, the biggest problem here, as it's often the biggest problem with franchises, is that the issue starts at the top. When Mark Lerner issued a statement yesterday announcing these dismissals, he made no mention, of course, of ownership's culpability, how they used to run top 10 payrolls and no longer do. That's part of it. And part of it also is this ownership, as I wrote today, they've been indifferent, they've been apathetic, they've been disconnected. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, they wake up.
Yeah, they woke up yesterday and said, oh, we got to fire the guy. We'll fire both of them. Listen to this statement from Nationals owner Mark Lerner. On behalf of our family and the Washington Nationals organization, I first and foremost want to thank Mike and Davey for their contributions to our franchise and our city. But you're fired. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the Washington Nationals, well, the last time I gave a damn about watching them was when they won the World Series in 2019. Since winning that World Series, it's pretty bad, pretty sad. We know in 2020 it sucked. The world sucked. They only won 26 games, 26 and 34. And since we've gone back to a full season starting in 2021, they've won 65 games and 55 games. They've won 71 games in the past two seasons. Just last year, damn it, and right now they've won 37 games, pretty much on pace for the same damn thing they've done every single season. And they have finished in either fifth or fourth place every season since winning the World Series. Yeah, they are the whipping boy for the National League East. The Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets can just wake up and just beat the living hell out of the Nationals and know that they got an easy victory. Oh, yeah, they got fired over the weekend. Hopefully you didn't get fired over the weekend. I didn't get fired over the weekend. I am still here. Thank you so much. I didn't get arrested like Kevontae Turpin, and I didn't get I didn't get arrested like him. I didn't get fired like Dave Martinez. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? Let's talk about some positive news when it comes down to baseball. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to discuss the Major League Baseball All-Stars that have been announced and some of the guys who did not make it. And the hilarious fact that the announcements yesterday for the full team, it was basically preempted for cornhole on ESPN. I kid you not. There was cornhole on ESPN all day yesterday. I hadn't found nothing else to put on television but cornhole. Okay. We'll talk about the Major League Baseball All-Stars on the other side of the break. We have a lot to get into. We got Rowan Kavner who's going to join us. He covers all things baseball for Fox Sports. Later on in the show, we're going to have a chat with my main man, Chris Miles from NBA TV. Now that we got some summer league action that's heating up. Welcome back. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This segment is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson and Bristol-Myers Squibb. Stroke is a leading cause of death and disability worldwide, with 795,000 strokes occurring each year in the U.S. Dr. Clay Johnston, Chief Medical Officer and co-founder of Harbor Health.
It is important to understand the signs and symptoms of stroke, as they can be subtle and difficult to recognize. An easy way to remember them is the acronym FAST. This stands for face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911.
For more, visit stroke.org.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
Looking to earn a business degree that fits your busy life? UNC Greensboro's Bryan School of Business and Economics offers flexible, fully online programs with courses as short as 7 weeks. Get the same high-quality education as you would on campus with the convenience and affordability of online learning. Explore a variety of in-demand programs. Don't wait. Apply now to start this fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu to apply today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Like I said, good to be back here on a Monday following the holiday weekend. Taking a look at everything that happened, we're going to get into some of the NBA trades. Obviously, Kevin Durant's trade is official. You think about a trade that took place today, a three-team trade with the Jazz, the Clippers, and the Heat. We'll get into all of that. But to kind of put a bow on some of the things that we saw and took place over the weekend, last night, the full rosters were announced for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to take place here in Atlanta, Georgia. It was scheduled to take place here in Atlanta, Georgia years ago, but we had some political issues that kind of put a stop to that. But now it is going to take place. We got the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about some of the guys who will be in and some of the guys who won't. And then we actually have the game. And so we got Clayton Kershaw. God bless him. He's selected by the commissioner to get in. This is his 11th time being a Major League Baseball All-Star. We got younger guys who are here. Jacob Wilson from the Athletics. We got Shane Smith from the White Sox. We got another young guy, James Wood from the Nationals, the team that we just talked about firing. Rizzo and Martinez, they got James Wood, who's there. He's the youngest guy who'll be playing at 22 years old. And then we have a couple of guys that you would expect to be all-stars because they're perennial all-stars. And Mookie Betts, not on the all-star team this year. He has a batting average of .252, has 11 home runs, 44 RBIs. Not an all-star, not for Mookie Betts. And then you got Juan Soto. He's been able to pick things up as of late. Didn't have the greatest start to his season. He's batting .263 with 21 home runs and 51 RBIs. Now, that's a snub if I've ever heard or thought of one. And let's ask a Met fan who's right here with us. Bacha, are you surprised Juan Soto didn't make the team?
Yes, 100%. I guess the only reason why he didn't make it is just because of the MLB's dumb rule to have one representative per team. Because if that wasn't a thing, he would have made it. But I'm not really worried because they chose players like Corbin Carroll, who are hurt, that are just going to be replaced anyway. So I'm not really worried about it.
Oh, so you think he's going to go out there and just be an injury replacement?
He will. It's either him or Seiya Suzuki that are just going to slide in for Carroll. So it's not
but
that big.
How could you not have either one of the guys? Like one guy is over here crushing home runs every 5 minutes in Suzuki, and then Juan Soto goes without saying. So, yeah, it is a stupid idea when you got to start having a rookie, a young guy, an underperforming dude from every team. It's just I don't know. And then we got the commissioner who now has these veteran picks where he can just put a guy. I think it's a maximum of four, onto every team or onto the teams. It's just mind-boggling. And then you have the aspect of, yeah, you can be selected as an all-star, and the bonus is nice, and getting the cash is nice. A little bit different of a situation. There were some years, a couple years ago, I feel like this happens quite frequently. Like, we have a similar thing that will happen in the NBA, and here in Georgia, Trae Young didn't make an all-star team, and then he was selected or asked by the commissioner to be an all-star, and Trae Young said, no. He's like, I don't know what he did. I assume he just went on vacation. I mean, if you're Juan Soto, are you still going to show up?
I say yes, just because I think he likes the networking you can get from going to these games for, like, tampering reasons.
Uh-oh. What is he going to do? Work on behalf of Steve Cohen to take more people onto the Mets? Like, networking?
Probably. I think that's what happens at these, where, like, players just talk with each other at the Home Run Derby, at the media days, the red carpet, and they talk about teaming up.
How much networking does Juan Soto want to do? The guy's making almost $800 million.
I don't
know.
Does he
want to talk to anybody about anything?
I don't know. Maybe Kyle Tucker, someone who's going to be in the free agent soon.
I don't think Steve Cohen needs, I don't think he needs anybody networking on his behalf. It's just, hey, look at his net worth and look at the contracts that he's given out. And so we'll see if Juan Soto, I assume he'll make the team as well. That's a ridiculous process. And then the fact yesterday that on ESPN, they literally went from Wimbledon, and then the next thing I know, they had on ACL. And I had to go, what the hell is this? The American Cornhole League. I kid you not. I'm like, what is the American Cornhole League? And the next thing I know, they got video packages and introductions and they got the announcers. I'm like, they rigged this out. They had the Baked Beans people who are sponsoring Chock Full of Nuts, or some nut company is sponsoring it. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is where we are on a Sunday on ESPN after Wimbledon. I mean, the Wimbledon, they make all the athletes go out there and wear white. It is so regal and pristine. Oh, we're the English. We play tennis. You have to wear whites on the grass. And then the next thing you know, we got like hacky sack. Let's throw the ball. Let's throw the hacky sack corn thing into the hole. Like, what are we doing here? And then so the Major League Baseball All-Star names announcement reveal was to take place, and they missed it, or the beginning of it, because of cornhole. And people are like, "How? This is what Major League Baseball is supposed to be in partnership with ESPN? Oh, they jumped out of the contract, and they're thinking about a new one. But ESPN just basically told everybody how they feel about baseball. They'd rather have cornhole on than announce the starters or the full rosters for the All-Stars. Bacha, did you see any of this cornhole stuff yesterday?
I didn't watch the reveal, but you're getting a little too harsh on cornhole here. Cornhole,
oh my God,
is pretty interesting if you sit down and watch it. It they might not look athletic. They might look like just random people on the street, but they have talent.
They are random people on the street.
But they have talent.
When's the last time you played cornhole in college?
Probably like a year ago.
Yeah. I'm not dumping on the people who play cornhole. God bless them. I mean, there's plenty of people in parking lots and tailgates and bars and restaurants and breweries, back rooms. People just throwing these things into a hole. God bless them, okay? But the idea that it just told Major League Baseball to take a back seat was just crazy. Well, here's a better question. Would that happen? I know, and I get it. It's not an NFL game. Could you imagine if the NFL had the Pro Bowl announcement at, let's say, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then they didn't air the whole thing because they were airing cornhole?
Yeah, that'd be an issue.
Come on.
But the only thing I would say is that these reveal shows are already an hour too long. They should probably be one segment or 30 minutes maximum, and just extend it for, I don't know how long they want to do it. It's absurd. So I don't mind cornhole eating up some of that time.
Yeah, but if I'm Major League Baseball, right, and I'm getting money from ESPN, this is my broadcast partner. Granted, we hate each other's guts right now, thinking about our new contract. And you're paying me. And A, there really is no Major League Baseball coverage on, you know, ESPN properties like that. It's dominated by the NFL and the NBA. So I get shafted there. And then the next thing I know, I can't even get my All-Stars announced because, you know, random person number five is throwing a sack into a hole. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. But that's why they're leaving, because they're being disrespected. Maybe this was a shot from ESPN.
Oh, they kicked them in the ass. So you think you're so important for leaving us and screw you, right?
That could be it, because how many people are actually watching Sunday Night Baseball anyways on ESPN? Can't be that high.
They've changed the time frame. Listen, man, it's not what it used to be. It's not. And Sunday Night Baseball isn't what it used to be. Let me tell you something. Here yesterday, you had to have Roku to watch the Atlanta Braves. There were a bunch of ticked off people here yesterday that didn't have Roku that were trying to watch the game. And it's just like, well, you can't. Well, I can't. I live in Atlanta. I cannot watch and support the Braves because I don't have Roku. And, well, it's because Major League Baseball took a couple million dollars from Roku and said, yeah, that's just what it is. So I couldn't tell you how they spread their games around. Where do you find a nationally televised game? Fox? Roku? Does Apple still do Fridays?
Yep, they have two games on Fridays.
There's Apple on Fridays? Do they still have a game on Peacock, or is that now Roku took it, right?
There's Amazon Prime games.
Get out of here. Is that just for the Yankees, or is that for everybody?
I think it's just the Yankees, but that's an option for some teams.
But does Peacock still do this?
I don't think so. I feel like I would have noticed that.
I think Roku took the game from Peacock. And so just last year, it was on Peacock, and now it's on Roku, and now it's on Fox. And does Turner or TBS and TNT, do they have regular season or just postseason?
I think they get one or two games during the week.
Bruh. What? How the hell are you supposed to find games when they're on like 8 different streaming channels and television how is anybody supposed to say, hey, I want to watch the Dodgers and I got 8 options? I'm not flipping through 8 options. And then some of them I got to pay for or download this or download that. Like, I get it. Major League Baseball is stepping ahead into the current century by making the games more widely available for people who are streaming. But you got to take money from everybody. Everybody who just rolls up, you got to take the check. I don't know. Just try to consolidate and make it easy for the fans to get it. For the life of me, I have MLB TV and all of this. I should be able to watch every game. But now I got to buy another package just to watch my local teams. It's infuriating what's going on. And with all the technology, you would think it'd be a little bit easier. But no, you got to bounce around trying to figure things out. That's if cornhole isn't on television, okay? It's just crazy stuff. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. We talked about the Major League Baseball All-Stars being announced, some of them on TV that weren't, you know, preempted by cornhole. We talked about somebody who got in trouble over the weekend in Kevontae Turpin. We talked about the Nationals who decided to fire their manager and GM over the weekend. We'll get into some NBA trade action, but we got an NBA player who said, I don't care about July 4th weekend. I don't care about America. I'm trying to go back to Europe. I'm going to tell you who this player is on the other side. We're going to get into some of the trades that have taken place today in the NBA. A matter of fact, to get an update on that and everything else going on in the world of sports, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We just had a major signing or a major extension that just went down in the NBA. Jonas Valanciunas doesn't want to play in the NBA, but Paolo Banchero is going absolutely nowhere. He's 22 years old. He just came to an agreement on a rookie extension. 5 years could pay him up to $287 million. If he reaches all the incentives and whatnot in the contract, at its baseline, it looks closer to 5 years, approximately $240 million. So the number one overall pick out of Duke, who's been out there lighting it up. This man is 6'10". He's 22 years old. He can go out there and get you 25, 30 points a game. He's going to grab rebounds. He's going to dish the ball. He can shoot. He can go to the hole. He's pretty much proven why he was the number one overall pick coming out of a Duke. And you just think about the Orlando Magic and what they've been able to do over the past couple of seasons, finally getting back to the playoffs. Franz Wagner is going nowhere. Jalen Suggs is going nowhere. They just brought on Desmond Bane. And so the Orlando Magic expected to take yet another jump this upcoming season. And so you got Paolo Banchero, who's already an all-star. And we're seeing the next level and the next wave of young talent really emerging here in the NBA. You have Paolo Banchero's, and obviously you go down to San Antonio, you have Victor Wembanyama. People are going to be real interested in seeing what Cooper Flagg can do, you know, this upcoming season as a rookie next to hopefully a healthy Anthony Davis. And so we'll see what happens with the Orlando Magic. A lot of eyeballs on them as they continue to make some moves here in extending their roster. When we get to the top of the hour, I do want to talk about some of the trades that have already gone down here in the NBA over the past several days. I mean, just yesterday we saw it official as Kevin Durant is moved and traded to Houston. It was a 7-team trade. This is the biggest trade that we've ever seen in NBA history. Pretty crazy to even think about. And then we had another trade today between the Miami Heat, the Jazz, and the Clippers. The Clippers are picking up John Collins. Jazz already dumped a bunch of guys. Miami Heat are just like, let's bring in Norman Powell from the Clippers. So things are real interesting in the NBA. We'll get into the big trades at the top of the hour. I do want to talk about this Jonas Valanciunas situation. This man has been in the NBA since 2012. He was drafted by the Raptors in 2011, decided to stay over in Europe. He's originally from Lithuania. He just turned 33 years old. He spent the past couple of seasons kind of just on these middling teams, okay? He was on the Washington Wizards, also the Sacramento Kings this past season, the Pelicans. So he's been in NBA obscurity. But when he was on the Toronto Raptors, you could watch Jonas Valanciunas. The guy could get you buckets. He was big. He could shoot the ball. You don't want to mess with the guy. He can get you 20 a game. And more recently, as he slowed down, he's a good backup. He's like, hey, you go out of here and you give me 20 minutes a game, I'll give you 10, 12 points, grab a bunch of rebounds, and keep it moving. And so the Denver Nuggets, who've already decided to start retooling their roster, bringing back Bruce Brown, trading for Jonas Valanciunas, apparently he doesn't want to stay in the NBA. He wants to go back to Europe and play for Greek team Panathinaikos. And Panathinaikos is one hell of a team, especially when they get to play on Olympiakos. The fans have, there's attack dogs and riot dogs in the arena. And so apparently Jonas Valanciunas, he wants to leave what is, a less enthusiastic NBA crowd and go play in Greece. Listen to this explanation. Bruce Hartle talks about this entire Jonas Valanciunas situation on his show. Listen.
His group that represents him, are you familiar with the agency that represents him and everybody else on the Nuggets?
No.
To me, when I read this, I'm like, you know what? He's going to be here. And not because of what the Nuggets are commanding that he does, because he is under contract to play for the Nuggets, but the group that represents him also represents Jokic, Gordon, and Murray.
Wow.
And you would think that one of those three guys, if not all three guys, would call him and say, listen, you're coming to a really good situation. You might want to be here. But I think it is fair to say, do you really want to keep a guy who doesn't want to be here? Isn't there a little bit of a concern that he has his heart in Greece, yet his body is in Denver, despite all of the potential great things that could happen with the Nuggets this season?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice for Nikola Jokic to have a backup. But is Jonas Valanciunas going to be one of these guys who just is a complete jerk? I don't think so. I think at minimum, you can see what he does this year. And if things don't work out, you say, all right, man, go back to Europe. Okay, apparently he's been offered somewhere in the midst of, 3 years, almost $40 million to go play for Panathinaikos. I don't know if they want to divvy that out or hand that out to a dude who's 33 years old. This is not exactly a Paolo Banchero who's 22 years old and just got himself almost $287 million. And he's on a $10 million contract this season, $10 million next season. And to just think that he would show up and beef, I don't even think he'd show up. And I don't even know what is his lines. He's currently under contract. He just can't just get up and walk away. So I think he will be on the Denver Nuggets this season. Whether or not he wants to be there, dude, you honor your contract. We see players all the time who want to force their way from one team to another. But to say I want to leave one league and go to another one, you paying back that money? You giving the Denver Nuggets $20 million? And we know that's not happening. The Players Association would never allow such a thing. I'm not going to see no buyouts like that in the NBA. I think he's going to show up, give it a year, and if anything, maybe he gets released after that. Botch, you think he's going to show up to work?
I'd hope so, because there's no way the Nuggets did all of these moves. They got rid of Saric for him just to let him play in Europe. They need him, and he's one of the key reasons why they brought him in. So I don't think he's going anywhere but Denver.
Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere. Apparently, the Denver Nuggets have taken the approach of, well, you're under contract. We expect your behind to be here. Obviously, they haven't. You don't want to beat the hell up on a guy like that. You don't want to inflame the situation. But I would assume, hey, you're under contract. You have to show up and play for the Denver Nuggets. And if you're Panathinaikos, I can understand you wanting to do this, but I could certainly see FIBA, which is the world body governing association for all the basketball leagues, I could see them looking at them going, what the hell are y'all doing? The guy is under contract. He can't just leave. And let's be real. When it comes to the NBA versus the EuroLeague, the NBA is the standard. The EuroLeague is right underneath it. And I don't see a world in which FIBA would look at this and just say, oh, yeah, Panathinaikos, you are well within your right to try to steal this player. I think it sets a bad precedent. You know, this is not a trade. This man is not being moved from the Denver Nuggets to Panathinaikos. They're not buying this contract. There's none of that going on. I think ultimately he's going to have to show up to work. And for the Nuggets, with a guy like Jonas Valanciunas coming off of the bench, like, you're not asking the world from him. And then you also have a chance and an opportunity for Jokic to, you know, take a breath. He is the entire basketball team. When that guy is not on the basketball court, then Denver Nuggets go from being a playoff team because of Jokic to being a team that's not worth a damn if he is not out there. And so we have to see what's going to take place with Valanciunas. I think he is going to show up to work. Meanwhile, we got another guy. Who knows where he's going to show up to work? Bradley Beal. I don't think he's completely cooked. I think he was on a team with two shooters last year, didn't know what the hell to do. Played in 52 games, 17 points per game before they wanted to trade him. He has two more years left on his contract that includes a player option. This is a part of that five-year, $250 million deal that he got from Washington. But apparently Bradley Beal is expecting to get a buyout, which means ultimately he is likely to be a free agent and decide where he wants to go next. Brad Botkin was on CBS Sports, and he talked about some of these places Bradley Beal could go.
I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't if I were him. I don't know Bradley Beal. I don't think he's going to be looking to just stack as much money as he can on top of what Phoenix is going to have to pay him if indeed this buyout goes through. I would think he'd be looking for fit, and there's a lot of teams at the price that you're going to get Bradley Beal. You know, we just talked about it with Miami and Norman Powell. Price is everything. And if you can add Bradley Beal, he's still a very good player. He's just not good enough for the money he was making in Phoenix and Washington. So at the price you're going to get him at, there's going to be a lot of suitors, and Bradley Beal's going to have no shortage of options.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere and jack up shots. I don't know. Maybe he can come off the bench for the Los Angeles Lakers and jack up those shots. Maybe LeBron James be happy with that. Hey, just shoot. This is what you want to do, right? Just shoot. You got to do it off the bench. Bradley Beal is at the stage of his career already. Man, you're not the centerpiece. It's not Washington. You just can't go out there jacking up shots unless you're just going to score and score and score for a team like the Lakers. We'll see what happens. The NBA free agency, trade situations, they all continue to roll on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's talk about the big trade that took place today between the Heat, the Jazz, and the Clippers. We'll do that on the other side of the break. We'll talk some more baseball with Roman Kavner from Fox Sports. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.